The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things. Things for you and for me. It's that time.
Well, Bob Goulet, excited about this song. Do you think in the recording studio they went, Bob, hold back a little bit. Hold back a little bit, buddy.
More jingle bells.
A little less punch. A little less punch on that. Yeah.
Great guy. One of the great guys. One of the most talented guys. Bob Goulet. Al, you would have died. In Vegas, hanging out with the late, great Vincent Falcone.
Hi, Mr. Goulet.
And it was Bob, and he called me Bob. He said, he would tell you, call me Bob.
No, he probably said, call me Bob, very loudly. Say, hello, Joe.
Look great. Right. And then I'm on stage singing New York, New York, and I told you this before, I gave the microphone in the middle of as the band is playing to Bob Goulet, and he did his classic Bob Goulet. He did a great Bob Goulet impression, by the way. He actually went, New York! Blew us all off the stage, by the way. Great guy.
Did his impression of himself.
He did. Good. He did great Bob. Oh, my.
Yeah.
So, rest in peace, Bob Goulet, Robert Goulet. Great guy and great artist. So, apparently, this... Brittany Griner is now, they did a trade with a arms dealer, a deadly arms dealer.
One of my friends just posted, worst trade since June 15th, 1977, when the Mets traded Seaver. I'm like, wow.
Great line. That's a great line. Tweet that out. I will retweet that, man. That's a great line. It is the worst trade. Listen, Griner should not have been in prison. And yet... She's anti-American. She hates the country. Got it. But she's an American citizen, so you got to protect her. There's no reason she was doing hard labor. For apparently they found some kind of cannabis or something in her luggage, and they locked
cannabis
it up.
Cannabis oil. They found.
Yeah. But you've got a Marine in prison. You're gonna let out a deadly arms dealer, trade it off for a basketball player who hates America. You know, any American citizen, don't get me wrong, should be protected. But, this administration, everything, like General Kellogg was saying, there's just like these forced errors. You can't concentrate on the Marine that is locked up. That would be during this time of war. They're saying, oh, Griner was released in a time of war. She was a basketball player who hated the country. But how about the Marine that's locked up? I mean,
but also she knew that this was in her luggage. She knew that this was a banned substance in Russia. That's my issue, she knowingly took this stuff, bringing it in there, knowing that it was illegal going into a foreign country. I feel bad for her, but not that bad because she took an illegal substance into a country that she shouldn't have been taking it. Leave it home. Why bring it?
Paul Whelan, of course, is the United States Marine, and I think he should be maybe have a precedent over this. I'm just saying, and I know President Biden talked about it and said, well, we're working with the getting Whelan released, but this is like they're going to give. I'm telling you, this is what scares me, is that, first of all, there should be no prisoners in Russia. We shouldn't be at war. Joe Biden, the blood of Ukraine is on Biden's hands. So that's a dramatic statement to make, and I just made it, and I make no apologies for making it. This whole war was caused by this cabal who's running the Biden administration. They caused this. There's no way, if Trump's in office, say what you will, as much as you're obsessed with the hate of Donald Trump, there's no way Putin moves on Donald Trump. There's no way China moves like this. As a matter of fact, you know what? That's another thing, too. With the virus, and Gordon Chang is going to join us in a minute. But it's like when Donald Trump, remember he closed down travel to China? Does anybody remember that? And they vilified him, this racist president. And Nancy Pelosi's in San Francisco saying, come to San Francisco. It's Chinatown. Come to Chinatown. And Bill de Blasio, then the mayor of New York, come to New York. Nothing's wrong. There's nothing to see here. And President Trump says, I'm closing down flights, I believe, from the Hubei province, where Wuhan, where we thought the virus emanated from, thanks to our friend Gordon Chang, shut it down. Oh, he was vilified. But you know what? He was right. We should have stopped. And somehow, that we were more concerned with impeaching Donald Trump, took our eye off the ball. What do? They put 100 Chinese on a flight, goes to Italy, Northern Italy, and the virus comes in from Europe into America. You know, I mean, why wouldn't you just say, if you're Pelosi and all the Democrats, look, I don't, this Russia collusion thing, it was made up. They knew it was made up. You tell me, everybody's talking about suppression now. We're finding all this out with Elon Musk. We knew it all along. You knew it. I knew it. They suppress information. And you and I have an uphill battle to speak the truth in the United States of America, because we do not have a First Amendment right, which is number one in the Constitution. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. So now, you know, the Chinese, what they did, we'll never know the answer to this. We'd let it go. But they got President Trump out. They got their goal, but to the tune of losing millions of Americans' lives because of this, and still paying for it with this RSV flu and this COVID still out there. And we're going to talk about bringing Brittany Griner home. And by the way, she deserves to be home. She did not deserve to be in prison, because she was an American citizen, whether she hates this country or not. You know, it's our duty to get her back. But let's work on the Marine first, is all I'm saying. Call me and tell me I'm nuts. 877-970-2999. All right. Did I get it all in one? Is that it?
I think so.
Fired up. Now I got this. On these holy. First of all, my dedication to the Blessed Mary is, I'll tell you, this is a powerful, powerful, and you know, I believe in all that Fatima and in Portugal, when, you know, she appeared, and I believe she does appear, and I have before me, as I speak to you, I know you're going to think I'm nuts. I keep the holy water. Debbie bought me holy water in the likeness of Mary. How about that? Is that great? I know. Wow. Al, you'll appreciate that.
I have my lazy saint. He just sits on the couch, you know, eating snacks. Drago.
Drago. What's the name of the saint who's lazy? You said
Drago. Drago is his name. Drago, Drago, whatever. He's lazy. Nobody cares.
He didn't even want to fight Stallone. He didn't even want to fight.
It must break you.
He didn't. Drago didn't want to fight.
He killed Apollo Creed, remember?
That's right. Oh, my gosh. So now apparently that we were talking about with Paul Bilecki, the priest, and he said, you know, there are lazy saints. And I go, what's that? Because sometimes you pray and nothing happens. And it's not so much that you don't deserve it.
That guy, it's Drago. He's up there. It comes to him. Like, I think they all take turns, like a call center. You know, like the Jerry Lewis telethon, everybody's sitting by the phone taking calls. That's the saints. The saints are lined up at various points during the year, and they take calls. And he's the lazy one. He misses the call. Like, hey, Drago, you got to answer the phone.
Line four, Drago, lazy. Please pick
Isn't
it up.
That Saint Peter?
Line
Isn't
four, we got a desperate. Line four, we got a desperate one. He's calling in. It's very. What? Huh?
What's it really? You had the name of the saint. Is it Drago?
Drago.
Really?
It's a Drago. 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 Whatever.
Flop.
He's lazy. Flop. Yeah. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Drago. I'm going to go. I got one more show next week. I'm going to do Christmas. I have Christmas at the house, by the way, which means one thing. All the pressure on me.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
So now I've got a dining room full of Amazon packages that I hope suffice for gifts. I mean, I'm just grabbing everything.
You're not even wrapping them. Here you go, kids.
What do you think?
Pass them out. Rip them open. See what happens.
They're in Amazon boxes.
I gave my wife one of her presents already. I gave her the cushion. Remember I was telling you the cushion
you
I wanted?
You gave it a cushion already?
Yeah, because what am I going to do? I'm going to leave it there for another 3 weeks until she has to sit on it? I wanted to test it. If it doesn't work.
Yeah, you know.
So she said, you know, the bottom is not bad. She said, I'm trying to figure out the lumbar thing, the back thing. But she said, and they had this and I should have bought it. She said, I really need something for my feet. And I said, oh, they have something. So I'm going to order that for her, you know.
You are such a romantic, Al. I'm telling you.
Nothing hotter than getting your wife a cushion for her rear end. Yeah, you're sitting all day. Here you go. Merry Christmas. I love you. You know, nothing says love like
you
that.
You won't get her a foot massage.
No.
She doesn't want to stick your feet in the water and massage your feet.
But she doesn't want to go for a massage. I've offered a million times to get her a massage. She goes, I want to do a couple's massage. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it.
You call Ronco, you can get the foot massager for only $19.95.
And we'll throw in a pocket fisherman, too. Plus, Zamfir's greatest hits. Imagine what a package. What a package. Yeah, that's the beginner.
Oh, I did want Michael to go to Duane Reade and get those kazoos.
That's the beginner pan flute, you know.
That's it. So, and what I did, in the midst of my flurry of just not being able to keep up with everything that I'm doing, I said, oh, I got to get some light. I have no Christmas lights. I have no Christmas. I mean, I'm shameful. No, and it's getting late now. And usually I have the lights up by now, even a tree. I got nothing. So now I go into the basement at the house and I go, where are my, as seen on TV, lights, the laser lights? What are they called again, Joe? You said the
points of light.
Points of, no, that's George W. That's H.W. Bush. Points of light.
Points of light.
So, no taxes. I couldn't find the little light thing that just – so you plug it in, you point it to the house, and then there's like little Christmas icons on your house. And that's good enough for me. So now I can't find – so on Amazon, I'm waiting today. Hopefully I'll get a delivery of these lights that I could put. But every time I have to put the lights like about – you got to put them about 6 or 8 feet away from the house. And every time I put them out there, they get crushed by the delivery trucks, by the Amazon trucks. Yeah, well, yeah, because, you know, the driveway pulls in. And so now I got to figure out, don't they have people to do these things for me? Like my friend Stacy, she had somebody come to the house and put the lights up. Maybe I'll get that guy to come.
Why don't you just put some traffic cones around the little light projector?
That's a great idea. A little traffic cop, please. Because they're delivering it. I don't want to upset them. And then my dryer's still. Just my dryer. Look at me. And forgive me. I should really do a reality show of owning a home. It is impossible, especially if you're a single parent. I mean, right? So the dryer, so Elvis tells me we got a dryer. I said, great, Elvis. Get a dryer. What do you have? And he goes, I got it at Home Depot. It's going to be great. I got it half price. You're going to love it. The drum that that turns everything around?
You know
that drum? Broken. Broken. Why? Because I probably got a half price. Am I right or wrong?
Well, you probably got it. It was an open box, and they didn't realize.
So now the dryer doesn't work. So now my house looks like Naples. It looks like enclosures.
How about the people in Naples? You think they're happy? You just indicted them that they're all going to get clothes hanging all over
when
the place?
When you drive by Naples and you're on the road and you're going by Naples on Strada there, you will see how they hang clothes out the window.
Right.
And it probably makes more sense. I'm hanging clothes all around the house. And you want to know the truth?
Somebody's listening right now. Strunzan, what? I got to hang my clothes. I got to dry them.
Dryers are overrated. I may not even get a dryer now.
Just get a laundry mangle. You know, the thing that you turn and it wrings out the clothes.
My mother used to have it down in Belleville. We had it in the basement. It was like a rope. They would put up a rope and you'd hang your clothes. And that outside, and you know, remember the thing that turned around, the clothesline that turned around, you know, it was like rotating like that. Did anybody remember that? No, that may be me.
I'm not that old.
Let me go to Peter in Belleville real quick. Hey, Peter, Theo, just talking about the town, man. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear, Peter. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, I'm a Marine. Just check this out. Paul Whelan has a bad conduct dishonorable discharge from the Marine Corps. Marines don't go to Russia to visit anybody because we're targets. So just check that out. And it's for stealing and other things. So, you know, you got to look deeper into some of this stuff.
Yeah, that he had a dishonorable discharge, you're saying, Peter.
Yeah, bad conduct as well. So check me out.
You know what?
That's not good.
I appreciate it. Listen, thank you for your service in the United States Marine, my friend. Thanks for the information, too. I appreciate it. You know, I got to love the grace of God, the audience that we have on this show is so astute and so on top of it. We will indeed check that out because that's something I was not aware of that. I just heard U.S. Marine, and that's what I get. You see, you got to layer it back, and we layer it back. And if we don't layer it back, you will for us, and we appreciate it. Complete honesty on this program. Gordon Chang's coming up in just a moment. And Joe Montana, too. How cool is that? The great actor. Joe Montana. So let's take a break. Debbie's out there on the roads checking out traffic on AM 970 The Answer. Debbie, how are we looking this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. It's a gridlock alert day, Joe, so you're going to want to allow extra time around the city. And remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended for the religious holiday today. And keep in mind, metered parking rules are in effect. Inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, a 25-minute delay. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel, it's about an hour. An accident was just cleared from the South Tube. And over at the Holland Tunnel, an hour from 1 and 9, still 40 from the Turnpike. We're still seeing volume on 46 West at Notch Road in Little Falls with an accident over there. Traffic slowing down. Garden State Parkway North at 137. A crash just cleared. And watch out for some slowdowns this morning as you head over to the LIE westbound building quickly out through Woodhaven Boulevard. Traffic is also slowing down on 110 southbound in Amityville. It's an ongoing accident investigation over in Port Washington on Port Washington Boulevard, right in the area of Campus Drive, a collision being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Joe, what are you doing?
Debbie Duhaime making our station a dating profile.
What do you mean? Who's our radio station going to date?
Advertisers. Why? They need to hook up with us. Millions of their customers listen to us. But so many advertisers think social is younger and cooler than we are, Debbie.
Yeah, but we have breaking news, traffic, weather, sports, and talent.
Yes.
I mean, we get millions of New Yorkers through their day with a smile every single day.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. They need a bit of help finding our radio station. So I thought we could talk to them like, you know, we wanted to date them, something like that, huh, Dave?
I kind of like it. Why not? You know, I like it. It's kind of cute.
Hi, I'm New York City Radio. I'm funny, entertaining, trusted,
and listened to by over 16 million New Yorkers every week. Put your ads on me, you gorgeous advertiser, you. You got the ads. I got the audience, baby. Let's get it on NYCRadioAds.com.
It's a little over the top, but we can just say head to NYCRadioAds.com. It's the media channel of your dreams.
We'll just say that. You're the best. Deb, love you.
Dennis Prager sees universities failing us.
What good from the past or even the present does the left preserve? You understand how easy it is to destroy and how difficult it is to build? The university was once somewhat of a glory in Western civilization. It is now the antipathy center of Western civilization.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
No one wants to be under the weather. Now that it's officially cold and flu season, you don't want to fall victim to a nasty virus. Whether it's the flu, coronavirus, or the common cold, Invite Health is here to help you make it through this cold and flu season with success. This week, they're focusing on promoting the immune system with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by bringing you this limited time offer. Buy one of their select immune health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select immune health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. One more time, that's 800-673-2345. Don't wait to make sure your body is protected. Support your body's immune defenses today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Gordon Chang is going to join us momentarily. You don't want to miss that. But I want to tell you about a friend of me and Gordon, actually, Joey Falco. They have got the legendary Rose City Jewelers. Now, this was started by Joey Falco's dad, and who actually fought in the Pacific Theater in the Second World War, you know.
And Joe Jr., Joey's expertise as a certified gemologist, he became the leading purveyor of the rarest precious gemstone known. So when you go to Rose City Jewelers Gemologists, they have decided to conduct a massive retirement sale in celebration of its three-quarters of a century service to Madison, New Jersey, and to many cities and towns, not only in the surrounding areas. People come from all over to go to Rose City Jewelers, right? So you get savings up to 70%. The inventory is not going to last. And I would tell you, Debbie's going over there. I'm going to stop by next week with Joey. Because not only that, he fixes like things that break. My jewelry that breaks, I take it to Joey and he fixes it. I don't know how he does it, but he's really great at that. But in the meantime, he is the gemologist you want to see. And you can't believe the tanzanites at Rose City Jewelers Gemologist. The rubies, the sapphires, emeralds, pearls. And there is a retirement and closing sale. You will get up to 70% savings. And the Falco family, by the way, extends its warmest appreciation to the many truly worldwide clientele. The once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, it's going to end on Christmas Eve, so please visit Rose City Jewelers, like Debbie and I are going to do, gemologists on the corner of Main and Waverly in the very heart of historic Madison, New Jersey.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio at Gordon G. Chang. You can follow Gordon. And he is really just a leader and just the source that we go to when it comes to everything regarding North Korea, everything regarding China, all these hot spots around the world. Gordon knows this better than anybody else. But, hey, Gordon, welcome back to the show. And I know you've been to Rose City Jewelers with Lydia. That's a great, great store over there, right in beautiful Madison, huh?
Yeah, it is actually at the heart of Madison, and this is fantastic. You know, I was listening to you mentioning about Joe Falco's store.
Yeah. See? We lost him. That was it. That's it. We gone? Gone? That's it? Oh, we got him back. Got him in a second? I really think that. Okay. No, I see he's on my call board. It says right here, nothing. All right. Well, I'm telling you, I talked to my sister Carol the other day, and she goes, Joe, you know, I really believe that the communists are listening to your show in China, because every time you go to talk to somebody about China, all of us, we got it back now. Gordon, we got you back, buddy.
I'm here, Joe.
President Xi is listening. You know that. You know they're listening, and you know they say, oh, Gordon Chang and Piscopo, we can't let that happen. You know that's going on. Am I right? Huh?
That's absolutely right. I mean, we're the last people that he wants to hear from.
I know. I'm totally convinced. But going back to Madison, now your family owned a Shanghai Jazz right there in Madison, correct?
That's right. My dad, right about 3 or 4 days after I graduated from high school in Maplewood, which is about 5 miles away,
sure.
Dad packed up the family and he said, we're moving to Madison. And so this was great. We lived on Green Avenue, which, by the way, is the extension of Waverly Avenue, which is where Joe Falco's store is.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
They own Shanghai, and my sister sold it, but that was another massive institution.
That was good. I'm trying to grab you on there. You're cutting in and out. We all want to make sure that the Chinese can't have complete control over our conversation before we get into it. Hey, Gordon, tell us about the exports that are diminishing out of China. And then I'm going to talk about the dissent in China. But really, I saw that on your Twitter feed, Gordon G. Chang. What happened now? The exports are indeed diminishing coming out of China.
Yeah, for November, year-on-year, exports fell 8.7%.
Wow.
But more important, imports fell 10.6%. The reason why imports are important, because it shows domestic demand. And we have known for quite some time that domestic demand in China has been really flat and sometimes down. And this is a real indication that the Chinese economy is contracting. So, you know, Beijing puts out these numbers saying, oh, you know, we're growing 3.9%, which is what they did for the third quarter of this year. But no, they're not. They're actually getting smaller.
Well, there's so much to talk to you about. Tell us about the dissension. I can't believe we saw this in China. Now they're easing the COVID lockdowns, and that's because people are starting to riot in the streets. And I don't know that we don't know what to believe and what we see coming out of China, but I can't believe the people are starting to speak up in communist China, Gordon Chang.
Yeah, you know, this is really stunning. A couple things happened. You know, Xi Jinping got his precedent-breaking third term as General Secretary of the Communist Party in the middle of October. So while Xi was cementing his control over the party was actually losing control of Chinese society. And we knew this, Joe, because of the big protest at the Apple iPhone factory in Zhengzhou, which is a central part of the country, which was just stunning for a lot of reasons. And then we were taken, I was taken by surprise by the protests after the November 24th fire, which is what you're referring to. Protests across China, no organization, no leadership, no coordination. People just got out into the streets. And the people there, they weren't saying, oh, you know, they were saying, yeah, we don't like the COVID lockdowns. But they were also saying, Joe, down with Xi Jinping, down with the Communist Party. So the Chinese people right now are in a pretty revolutionary mood.
Wow, this is huge. But what's so upsetting, and wait, before I forget, I got to ask you this, too, and then we'll get to what's so upsetting. Did they, I saw containers, and I saw containers being built in China, and people saying online, this is going to house the dissidents, this is going to house, they're going to put people, it's, I don't know what to believe. Did that really happen? They put in, and to the tune of 250,000 people, into what looked like these containers that you see off the ship on the side of the guard, of the New Jersey Turnpike, you see all those containers, and they built, like, are they containing people in those container, in that container system, Gordon? Is that just a rumor that we're hearing?
Okay, well, what we know is that they built 250,000 isolation units in Guangzhou, which is the capital of Guangdong province, which is near Hong Kong. That's China's factory floor. And they've been building similar facilities across China. And I can't believe these are for quarantine control, which is what they say. This looks like they're actually planning to, these are essentially concentration camps. It can't be for disease purposes because there are just too many of them. So we got to be really concerned about what the Chinese regime is expecting. I think they're expecting to imprison a substantial portion of China's people. Everyone's becoming a Uyghur.
You know what's unbelievable is that this president, and this is what's so disheartening out of this administration, is that this is a time you've got now people protesting for the first time since 1989 in China. This is a moment that we should really talk about human rights. We should talk about democracy. We should address China handily. President Trump would have been right between the eyes of the Chinese. And Ronald Reagan would have owned this. He would have owned this. But this guy won't even, Biden won't even mention it. How frustrating is that, Gordon? And you're the guy that tells us the truth that's coming out of China. Very frustrating, to say the least.
Yeah, this is really dispiriting. You know, we heard comments from John Kirby from the podium in the White House. He's the National Security Council coordinator. Right. And there were some anonymous comments from administration officials, which really did tepid is the best you can say about them. You know, the problem here is that when the United States doesn't speak up for freedom and democracy, our values, then nobody will. But it's even worse than that. Because when the Chinese hear these comments like Kirby's, they then press the advantage because they know that we are afraid to stand up for our own values. And this is not something theoretical. This happened in 2009 when Hillary Clinton, then Secretary of State, publicly declared the U.S. was not going to support, you know, talk about human rights with China because she said we had bigger fish to fry, like climate change. Well, immediately, like a month or two after her comments, China started harassing American Navy vessels in the South China Sea and in the Yellow Sea. And one of those harassments was so serious, Joe, that it actually constituted an attack on an American vessel, which is an act of war. So we know that the Chinese press the advantage when we don't talk about our human rights. You know, and Biden, one other thing. Yeah. Yeah. Biden campaigned for president saying that he would be the human rights president. Well, I'm sorry, but he hasn't been.
And that Apple will lecture Georgia on voting rules, voting laws, and saying, oh, you shouldn't have to show voter ID. And Apple pulls out, and along with Major League Baseball. Why are they so afraid of communist China? Why can't we, as you and I have discussed many, many times, become a manufacturing dominant, manufacturing independent in America? It's just as they're like afraid of China. And correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon. Weren't we sending them oil? We tap our strategic reserves, and yet we send some of that oil to China. Correct?
Right. What happened there? You know, someone needs to tell Biden there's a global market in oil so that when he releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try to reduce American gas prices, what he's really doing is he's sending oil to China. China refines it and then sells it to other countries. This is just horrible. I mean, this was really bad policy. You know, and Biden always brags about how he's reduced the price of gas. But the problem is we don't have the Strategic Petroleum Reserve like we once did. I mean, it's been drained. And so we are vulnerable at a time where the Chinese are preparing for war, by the way. So this is really bad policy. For domestic political purposes, he has undermined the national security of the U.S.
Yeah, it's true. And again, with the virus coming out of Wuhan and now with all the lockdowns that we had causing this RSV, causing this tridemic, that emanated in China. And again, this president will not step up and get an answer or reparations or anything toward China. But it must do your heart good, Gordon Chang, to know that the people are finally speaking up in China, as dangerous as that is. And indeed, that could be a deadly venture, but they are speaking up and they're starting to stick up for their own human rights.
Yeah, they're putting themselves at great risk. You know, we saw this for the last month and a half. Even more than just these most recent protests, Chinese people have been actually taking a stand against their regime. And that is really inspiring.
Yeah, it's good to see. Hey, Gordon, so did you go to high school in Madison or you went to Maplewood, you said, to high school?
Excuse me. I went to Columbia High School, which is Maplewood and South Orange, New Jersey, because they've got an integrated school district.
Yeah.
And my three sisters, though, went to the Madison School. They were younger than I am. So they went to Madison schools. Yeah. I didn't have the pleasure of doing that. But, you know, it's just one of those things.
Maplewood's a great town to this day, as South Orange is. And Madison, of course, is just a beautiful. I'll see you hopefully at Joey Falco's Rose City Jewelers. We're going to hang out there one day, Gordon. I look forward to that. Love to you and Lydia. Please come back soon. Please keep speaking the truth, Gordon Chang. We're following you, and we love you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. And by the way, I can't stop speaking because these are such consequential times. So thank you very much for giving me the chance to talk to you and your audience.
Yes, sir. Anytime and always. Thank you, Gordon. God bless. Gordon Chang right there. At Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. You got to get that handle and follow that, please. Vital information always from a great American and Jersey boy. Joe on the radio, 937. Al's in the newsroom. Joe Montagna's coming up. Al's got the news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
50 degrees and sunny at 937. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The annual SantaCon event returns to Manhattan this weekend. It's where scores of people dress as Santas go bar hopping, with ticket proceeds going to numerous charities. However, in past years, SantaCons have been known to cause some quality of life complaints. This year, SantaCon kicks off at 10 a.m. Saturday at Broadway and 40th Street. A map can be found online of the dozens of bars and clubs taking part. An Italian restaurant chain is shuttering many locations, leaving just one location for the Garden State. Several Bertucci's restaurants closed abruptly this week, the chain filing for Chapter 11 federal bankruptcy. Its parent company said the pandemic and inflation led to a decline in sales and increased expenses. If you're in New Jersey, the Marlton store is now closed, making your only choice without crossing state lines is in Mount Laurel. In sports, Mets signed left-hander Jose Quintana to a two-year deal worth $26 million. Knicks crushed the Hawks 113-89. Nets over the Hornets 122-116. And the Rangers topped the Golden Knights 5-1. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. It's a gridlock alert day today. Let's go out to the Van Wyck southbound. You're slowing down into Kew Gardens. Northbound Van Wyck at College Point Boulevard It's an accident being cleared. We're still seeing volume as you take a ride over to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, getting right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Watch for slowdowns on 110 southbound into Amityville. It's an accident investigation of a serious accident that happened earlier this morning. The Cross County eastbound at North Columbus Ave in Mount Vernon. An accident and traffic slowing down on the Sprain North, right at 287 with an accident getting up through Elmsford. Inbound side of the GWB 25, Lincoln Tunnel an hour with an accident cleared from the South Tube. Over at the Holland Tunnel, still about an hour in from 1 and 9. Let's see what's happening on 46 West at Notch Road. Out through Little Falls, a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Technologies' Days of Deals starts now with savings on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Relief Factor. Okay, this is the idea that I have that for Christmas, because there's always somebody in the house who's going to say, oh, I can't get around. Oh, you take the garbage out. Look, I can't. I would love to, but I can't. You go ahead without me. It's a grandparent, or it's a parent, or it's like me just trying to get around, right? If you order the 3-week quick start, it's only $19.95, so you got really nothing to lose. And you let it get to your house, right? But your house, giving yourself a few days, and then you present that for Hanukkah, you present that for Christmas. Isn't that a great idea? And you could call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or go to relieffactor.com. But you could say, I love you, I want you out of pain, and Joe Piscopo has been talking about it like forever, and you've seen the commercials, try Relief Factor, let's see. We just want to try. Great thing to put under the tree. I'm just saying. 800-4-RELIEF, or please start here, relieffactor.com.
Come back to the ultimate rock Christmas tradition, Trans-Siberian Orchestra Live. In concert Tuesday, December 27th, two shows at Prudential Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Ghost of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSL and More, produced by Metamorphic Concerts. And now for a limited time only, AM 970 The Answer is giving away four sets of tickets to this must-see show. Enter at AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the Trans-Siberian Orchestra banner and to win now.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
All right, you want the best for your family, so we're going to tell you about Pat LaFreda meat purveyors that supply over 1,600 fine restaurants daily with flawless perfection. Top chefs demand nothing but the best, and they count on Pat LaFreda meat purveyors to supply the finest cuts of meat and poultry. You can have those same cuts, the same cuts delivered to all these top restaurants, 1,600 restaurants that Pat LaFreda meat purveyors supplies. You could get the same cuts of beef, pork, poultry delivered directly to your home. Cut it immediately when you place that order. It's cut that day and it's shipped out immediately. Go to LaFreda.com, please. It's LaFreda. I'm a single dad and I take great pride of watching over my children and getting them the best that I can. The vitamins and the minerals and the food that I feed them when they come over for dinner. That's why I get LaFreda. That's the best meat you can get and that's why I get it. Start here, please. It's LaFreda.com. LaFreda. LaFreda.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I'm honored and privileged to bring another great Joe to the airwaves. One of the really, truly one of the great Italian-American actors of our time, Joe Mantegna, is kind enough to join us. He's got something to talk about with Criminal Minds, but we are just so thrilled that Joe is on the show. Joe, welcome to the program. Just awesome to have you with us this morning, my friend.
Hey, Joe, I haven't seen you since, I think, when you roasted me in Vegas years ago. That was a good time. But
you know, you were great. Remember that with Dina Martin? It was Dina's roast, right?
Right.
And we were with Tommy Dreesen and everybody. And you were so great. And so you had the best tie. Joe, I remember the tie you had on. It was like the top of the tie matched the bottom of the tie. Where did you find that
exactly.
tie, my friend? Huh?
You know there's this guy in New York who invented this tie. And I've been trying to peddle this thing for years now. I got, you know, everybody keeps complimenting me. Like someday we have to go into business. I don't know. But Anyway,
we want ties, man. Hey, Joe, it's great. It's great to catch up with you, man, and thanks for making us proud as Italian Americans for all that you do. And can I ask you this before we get into Criminal Minds?
Sure.
Did you make a trip to Italy with Padre Pio? Is that right? Did you make a trip over there?
I haven't as of yet. No, I mean the thing is I'm good friends with Luciano Lamonarca, who runs Padre Pio Foundation.
And
I know they're doing a lot of good, great things and propagation of that saint and all that. From my mother's family is from a town right in Puglia, which is not right far from where Padre Pio is. So I have a connection, but no, I haven't done that trip yet, but I certainly plan on doing that.
We'll play, with your kind permission, sir, I'll call you because I'm thinking about, we went to Pietrelcina recently, Padre Pio's hometown, but now we want to go over, and see where he actually was the friar, the brilliant friar that he was. We'll let you know, Joe. We appreciate that, man.
Exactly.
Hey, Joe.
Great.
And Luciano's a great guy and a great foundation. Joe, Criminal Minds Evolution on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, they are just crushing it these days. Tell us about this. This is very exciting.
It is exciting. You know, it's funny. I just wrapped for the season just on Monday. For the season, God willing, we'll continue on again next season. And it really is an evolution, I mean, in every respect. I mean, the show, we ran 15 years on network, and it was very successful. Obviously, it's one of the most syndicated shows in the world. Wow. I think that's why they decided to bring it back. And now on Paramount Plus, it really is an evolution. It really stepped up the game. I mean, it's got an incredible look to it. We're able to do things that we couldn't even do on network. I mean, of course, they got me, saying a few things that CBS wouldn't all let happen, but it's like, whoa, well, I guess that's what happens in real life. But it's been great, and we have one strong storyline that goes through all 10 episodes, and it seems like response has been very good. So I'm happy, and all of us are very happy to be back.
It's Criminal Minds Evolution on Paramount Plus, doing it great. And if I can, Joe, you know what was great about your portrayal of Dean Martin? Dina just loved it. And I forget if you told us at the time, did you get a chance ever to meet him, to hang with him a bit? Did you?
I didn't. I knew Sinatra a little bit. I used to play in his golf tournament every year, and I got Frank's and Barbara. But Dean had passed already before I did the film. But I did so much research on him. I mean, because I idolized him. I got to know Dina, who was very helpful, and so it was just a real privilege and an honor to portray him in that film. And I loved every minute of doing it.
Yeah, I remember I had some time with him, early on, and he was just such a gentleman. And so he was shy. He wasn't Dean Martin shy. I mean, he seemed to be like really kind of an introvert. But when the camera came on, it all changed, right?
Exactly. In fact, my take on it, and what it's like when you go into doing a role, you start to think, well, what's the key to this character, this person? excuse me. And what I came up with is, while they call them the Rat Pack, I thought more of it that there was more like they were like a dog pack. They were a pack of dogs. Sinatra was the lead dog, and all these other dogs were yapping behind him. Up, 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 up. But Dean was the cat. Dean was the cat that ran in the pack of dogs. So where all the dogs, Frank would say, "Come on, dogs, we're all going this way." Dean would go, "You know what? I'm gonna be right over here, and you guys go ahead. But I'll be over here, when you need me." That was the key to playing Dean Martin. Be the cat in the pack of dogs.
Oh man, and Joe, we appreciate your time. We're talking to Joe, the great Joe Mantegna, and about Criminal Minds Evolution on Paramount Plus. Everybody's got to see it. You know, when you did, if I may, Joe, Joey Zaza in Godfather 3, working with Coppola, Coppola's approach as a director. I mean, we all love his work. What was that like, man? Of day to day,
Yeah, it was brilliant. I mean, it's almost like doing an opera. I mean, and he's like the maestro, the impresario. I mean, impresario. He's an incredible human being, as you can imagine. He's just full of ideas and he's so Italian. I mean, on top of it, and here we were shooting in Rome, and And then, you know, he had his trailer set up with a little kitchen, and you go in there and have a little something with him, have a little wine and talk about it. Was like, this, you know, I'll do this for the rest of my life if given the opportunity. But, yeah, it was great, and I feel very privileged that we had the opportunity to work with Francis. He also produced a film I had done called Wait Until Spring Bandini, which was based on a John Fante book prior to that. Yeah. So I've had a connection with him, and I'll always cherish that connection with Francis over the years, absolutely.
Yeah, and Joe, before we let you go, you're very gracious with your time, my dear friend. I'm working with Pacino one-on-one, between takes. But Pacino, laughing, good guy, you get kicked back. I mean, you got Montaigne and Pacino together in a scene. Was there, I mean, I can't imagine. Were you joking between takes? I just laughing or just staying right in character?
Yeah, no, it was great. We're all in Italy together. excuse me, having a good time. No, Al was great. And actually, I learned some things from Al. I mean, because he was a consummate pro. Yeah, and what I liked about him is, you know, I was taking my cue from him because I'm thinking, you know, here's Al Pacino. This is Godfather 3. He's already done the first two of the greatest movies ever made. I'm going to take my lead from him. And he was always game to, like, let's do a little improv. Let's fool around a little bit. Let's try this. Let's try that. And I thought, wow, this is really terrific. This is the way I'd love to work anyway. And so it was very comfortable. And again, it was a privilege to work with Al.
Well, Joe, it's a privilege to watch you work, man. And you're a good guy, Hollywood Walk of Fame, and your career is just stellar. We're talking to Joe Mantegna. It's Criminal Minds Evolution on Paramount Plus. And Joe, with great, great respect, thanks for all that you do. Yeah, you stay so grounded. You're such a decent individual. Just so proud to chat with you and to be your friend, Joe Mantegna. Please come back anytime, and hopefully I'll see you know, soon. Maybe we'll do Vegas again. What do you think, huh? Sounds good, right?
We'll roast you this time. That's it.
Sounds good, Joe. Thank you, my friend. God bless you, Joe.
You're welcome
for joining us.
God bless you. Right back at you, pal. Take care.
Take care, my friend. Joe, the great Joe Mantegna on AM 970, The Answer with Piscopo in the morning. How about that, Debbie? So great. He's so much fun.
So genuine, right?
And the Criminal Minds Evolution is on Paramount Plus, and he's just great. Great actor, great guy. But just a pleasure to have someone like that in your life, you know? And we roasted him, and I don't think I would ever want to be roasted, though, you know? I don't think so. I'm done with that.
You have a good sense of humor, though. You laugh it off.
And there's not enough material to roast me. Hello. All right. 9:51. Deb is out there on the roads for you this morning. Oh, be careful out there. Deb, I'll see you at church later, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I'll text you. We'll figure out the masks because there are plenty of them to choose from. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. It's a gridlock alert day, so definitely steer clear of the city or use mass transit if you can. And keep in mind, alternate side parking rules suspended for Immaculate Conception. Metered parking rules, they remain in effect. Now, we have this ongoing investigation on the island. 110 southbound is closed in Amityville. A really serious accident over there to watch out for. We're also seeing delays at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens. It's some ongoing road work to deal with over there. And the Van Wyck northbound by College Point Boulevard. It's an accident being cleaned up. Let's go to the Hudson River crossings. Inbound GWB about 30 minutes. Lincoln 30. Holland, that's going to be about 25 to 30 as well. Watch for some construction over on 9W getting out through Fort Lee. And traffic is slowing down on 78 eastbound local lanes exit 49 in Union. It's all due to a debris spill. And the cross county eastbound by North Columbus Ave and Mount Vernon, a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970, The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Timothy Christian School, Bergen County Christian Academy, Upper Room Christian School, Martin Luther Middle and High School. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
It's Mike Gallagher inviting you to join me for a memorable travel opportunity that'll be the highlight of your year. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to Israel October of 2023 with the Stand With Israel Tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we visit key sites in the Holy Land, thoughtfully designed to give you an unprecedented view of a region you've likely only heard about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to get all the details. We'll uncover important geopolitical sites and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll step foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and more. It's a trip of a lifetime, a real bucket list trip. We'll have special guides for our group, luxury accommodations. We'll broadcast our radio shows from Israel as well. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel Tour. Come with us in 2023. Register today. Call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. Or just visit StandWithIsraelTour.com. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Join us.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Finally going to see a little bit of that orange ball in the sky through the clouds, of course, and it will be a breezy day, too. High temperatures reaching up to 54 degrees, and then as we go into tonight, we'll see a partly cloudy sky. Low temperature 35, but closer to 30 in the inland suburbs. Tomorrow keeps the sunshine a little bit, high temperature 45, and then we'll be partly cloudy on Saturday, 43. Sunday, some rain or snow showers arrive late in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Jeff. Joe, telling you about Tunnel to Towers. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member does not come home, and a young child are left behind, you know, Tunnel to Towers pays off the mortgage of the family to lift the financial burden and bring stability. You know, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, giving our most severely injured heroes the ability to live more independently, you know. And then that veteran homelessness program I told you about, this is spectacular. Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans across America, more than 500 in 2022 alone, because all veterans who honorably served our country, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Help America's heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor, please. It's $11 a month. That's all we ask. Put that on your Christmas list, all right? $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for always being there for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Johnny Mathis.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view.
Unless you're at the airport, Jeff.
Chances are you think that I'm
He was, like, listen, great guy, great talent. I wasn't that friendly when I met him at the VIP at the airport, but that's okay. I never want to say anything ill about anyone. God bless you. Johnny, all the very best. Hey, Joe on the radio. Not that I forget anything when I meet somebody.
Right.
Hey, you know, hey. Joey, great show. Joey Sebelius, thank you. Let's do it again tomorrow, buddy. Albert, thank you, my friend. Debbie Duhame, thank you. Carol Fasaro, thank you. And Nick and Michael answering the phones and watching over the show. We appreciate it. Mert Roberts will podcast the show out right after we get off the air. Mike Gallagher is coming up. And thank you for checking out the show always, every single morning. We'll have some fun. We'll try to talk about some vital information. If we say something that might be off base a little bit, you will call us and you will correct us, and we love you for that. You know, we're all in this together, and I believe we will all get through this together, good, bad, or indifferent. And the good, I believe, will prevail over this evil that is upon us. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Go out and make it the best day ever. Would you do that? Because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.